Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District for Wednesday, January 20th. Could you please rise?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
President Peace, absent. Vice President Leet?
Here.
Director Graves, absent. Director Simon?
Here.
Director Steele?
Here.
Is there any public comment? If not, I'll dispense with the disclaimers. Any presentations? President's report, director's comments? None. Moving on to the consent calendar.
I'll make the motion.
Seconded by Director.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Business items, award of contract to replace two heating and ventilation air conditioning units at Discovery Bay Community Center. General Manager.
Trying to get out there earlier, aren't you?
6 minutes.
In that case, I'm trying to pull the item up here. Hang on a minute. Okay. When we purchased the community center back in 2012, and we did our renovations in late 2013 for a 2014 opening, the HVAC system seemed to be working adequately. It was warm when it needed to be. It was cold when it needed to be. The two units that are on the south side of the building that are actually in the exercise room in there have failed. They no longer work. The heat no longer works. And so we've gotten some quotes and some bids from three different vendors to replace those two units. We recommend the board adopt or enter into a contract with Home Front Heating and Air in the amount of $16,989. It wasn't the lowest bid, but it was the lowest responsible bid. And so that's the recommendation we have. And they are part of the new. They have registered with DIR, the Department of Industrial Relations, as the new prevailing wage laws went into effect on January 1st. So they're all signed up and ready to go on that. And that would be our recommendation tonight. We do suggest that the funds, since it's not a funded project, that the funds come from the Community Center Capital Project, and there's $443,000 in that fund currently.
Questions?
And Brian and Monica worked on that, so if you have any questions, Brian would probably be the one to talk to.
Is there any extra capacity, or just replacing the same capacity?
We're pretty much replacing what's there. They did recommend upgrading from an 80% efficient to a 95% efficient.
Okay.
That would be an additional $2,338.
All right.
$16.
Is that for more for the cooling side? Probably the 95%?
Actually, it's the heating side.
Oh, it's the heating side.
Yeah, and they are going to replace both air conditioners, too.
Okay.
Is there any rebate money available?
I don't know if there is on this. I don't know if it meets the rebate. Do you, Brian?
I looked and I didn't see one.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's a good question we can certainly ask.
And the other one, check with PG&E also. Yep. That's what, when we did ours at my house, we found that money by accident.
We have to go with the 96.1 efficient unit to qualify for that.
Any public comment and public questions?
In that case, I would make a motion. We made a motion?
Yeah. Motion? Second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Any informational items? None? The only other report? Bernie?
Let me make it a long one, Bernie. It's 30 minutes.
Apologize for not getting this. Maybe get this in time. So thank you for bearing with me on this.
All right.
Moving forward on the month of December, continue our safe practices. We just entered our seventh year. No reportable, no safety lost time. continue our safety training on a monthly basis, weekly basis. All reports were submitted on time. All wells are running. We produced a little bit over 43 million gallons last month in December. We had a very good year on reduction. On either one of mine. My slide's coming down. I apologize for that. But we was at about 35% reduction compared to 2015 on water reduction in December. 1.3 million reused water to wastewater plant with our recycle program there. Month of December, most of parameters we met. We did have three violations on our 7-day media due to some delay in construction and holding back. But we did have a violation of our 7-day media on our total flow form. But everything's back on track now.
What's that going to cost us?
Hopefully nothing.
If you get a violation, you get so many in a rolling 6-month period.
Yeah.
And this would be it. So long as we haven't had any in a couple of years.
This is the first one in almost 20 months. So. But everything has been corrected back on track. A little bit over 32 million gallons treated at the wastewater plant. We have started our flushing program. We'll see the truck over in the golf course in the next several months. And we continue our maintenance program. You'll notice last month, Mark, you asked about our maintenance. You see it's down to 24 from 43 on our 30 days. So we continue to knock this out. Other than that, things are going fairly well.
For the year that just ended, we produced 854 million gallons, down from a high of 1.34 billion. And we haven't seen that number since 2002. And you know, a lot of Discovery Bay didn't exist in 2002, especially over on the west side of town. For the year, October is the only month that we did not hit 32%. But every month we've exceeded 32%, so we're in the plus. We're plus 32%. But as you saw in the email I sent you the other day, the state's going to be continuing. They're proposing to continue the current drought regulations through October 31st of this year. One more bit of trivia, or tidbit of information: January to April of 2015 saw 13 rainy days in that period. We've had 10 in January so far. So it's quite a difference. And they're around the corner.
Any other questions?
You're still full strength?
Full strength,
100%. You reckon any questions, huh?
Nope.
Good job.
Thank you, Bernie. Manager's report.
Nothing other than the fact that Sue will be pinch hitting for Carol for about 6 weeks. As you know, Carol is out and her procedure went well this morning and she should be home tomorrow.
Legal?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Just happy to be here.
Any committee updates?
No more meeting next week for the parks.
And also water, wastewater next week as well. I'm sorry. Chamber mixer in this building next Tuesday night at 5:30. When the mixer's over for $10, there's a drop-in Zumba class you can join.
Oh.
So when you're done eating and drinking and enjoying the festivities, you can sign up and go to Zumba with Corinna right next door.
Or Polar Bear Plunge.
Or that.
So that's the 26th. What time is the mixer?
5:30.
Maybe the river otters might be here, or some of their simple visitors.
Any correspondence for discussion? Also, record request? None?
We did have a records request. Did it not make, like I said, didn't make this one. It'll be on the next one. Every year we get the standard request from Bay Area News Group for salaries.
Yep,
we got that one.
Future agenda items. One item I would like at some point in the future is discuss the
website and the possibility of implementing an intranet. Intranet.
Two thumbs up.
Okay, thank you. Any other issues, items, discussion? Folks? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Got it.